Are you expectant this month? Eh? Do you believe God can do the impossible for you this month? Sister FT, do you believe God will meet you at your point of need this month? Do you believe God will surprise you this month? That will be your testimony. God will put laughter in your mouth. He will put joy in your heart this month in the mighty name of Jesus. So be expectant. Just be expectant. Believe. Because I can't do it. Reverend cannot do it. But God Almighty, the God of all possibility, can do it for you. And He will do it in Jesus' name. Greetings from Reverend and Reverend Mrs. I spoke with them yesterday. They're enjoying themselves. Eh? They're enjoying themselves. I should not say that I'm envious, you know, but I'm very happy for them. They also send their greetings, and I'm sure they are with us in spirit. Praise the Lord. This morning, on the month of August, at the first service, we'll be doing something different. You know, and we'll put out a poster, and I hope and pray that you can invite your friends, invite your family members to join us in the month of August. You know, what we're looking at is in times like this. In times like this. You know, there's a song, that's a very popular song. Jehovah, you are the most high. Jehovah, you are the most high God. You know the song, Abby? Right? You know, but some time ago, they changed it. They just changed it. They changed the wordings a little bit. Igba to ba te wa lorun. Bi o si te wa lorun. Is that true? It's true. Igba to ba te wa lorun. Jesus is the Most High. Bi o si te wa lorun. He's still what? He's still the Most High. God is Almighty. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's God Almighty. So in times like this, the times are troubled times, sincerely speaking. And I just believe that God wants the church to do something, be in the forefront. And because of that, the four Sundays in the month of August, we'll be looking at it from different angles. Today, I'll be handling it. Next week, Sunday, I'm believing that I can get my prof, Professor Sumola, a psychologist, or maybe he will bring in somebody for us to look at how we can be emotionally stable at these times. Then the third week, we'll look at, you know, one of the areas that the devil will target most at these times is the homes, the families, marriages. So maybe the third week, then the fourth week, we look at the finances. How can we cope financially? These times are troubled times. The strong is fainting. The rich man is what? Is also crying. There's no rich man anywhere today. You know, in the past, the recent past, when I drive to the petrol station, I can just say, fill up my tank, and I'm in the car. Today, when I get to the petition today, I come out of the vehicle. I want to account for every naira, every liter of fuel that is getting to my tank. Because one day, I said, give me fuel of, I think it was 20,000. And within a minute and a half, I'm going to call it 20,000. And when I started the vehicle, the petrol was not, it didn't reflect the 20,000 naira. Since that day, my daddy no motto, my wife, give me 20,000 naira. So from the beginning to the end, I will see it. There is no rich man anywhere. The times are dangerous. Uncertainty. But today is going to be interactive. Untold hardship. Can anybody identify what I'm talking about? Or is it only me that is feeling it? Isaiah. Eh? Isaiah, not feeling it. Eh? So let's discuss it. What are these times? I mean, what are these times? Before we start to proffer solutions. Bow lotion, how is it hitting you? Let's be real. I just told you one of mine now. But let's be real. To feel a vehicle before, it's fill up. Fill up. Maybe 8,000 or 9,000 naira will fill up my tank. Today, to fill up, you will need at least 50K. 50, 60,000 to fill up a tank. So you have to do it in bits. You have to be strategic. You have to mize it. Otherwise, you get into trouble. So, Ibulokosi, let's discuss it for 10, 15 minutes. Then we'll look at how we'd solve it. Give it to my son, Isaiah. Because it looks as if you're not feeling anything. Eh?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I won't say I'm not feeling it. It's not actually not funny. Because if you look at the cost, apart from the cost of like fueling and all of that, the ripple effect on all other products, including food and other things, are quite high. For example, now my business. You know, I train females especially. And if you look at the cost of training, it has gone up. The cost of the people coming to the gym has gone up. The cost of them adhering to the meal plan has also gone up. And we that we are training, we can't reduce our fees. And also day to day can't cut their coats more than the clothes they have currently. So it's actually not funny. Like I was speaking to my mom like some weeks ago, because I'm someone like I'm a bodybuilder, I use supplements and all of that. Now I cannot. Supplements I would get normally at 28,000 is 70 something thousand. I'm just sticking to my mommy's food to get bigger. I have no choice. I just have to make do with what I have currently. So it's actually not funny if you look at it.
So you announced, that means you'll be eating more now and denting your mom's thank you very much, Isaiah. So please let me give it to grandma. Let's just discuss, how is it hitting you?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before now, anytime there was no electricity in the afternoon, during the day, and I want to watch something that I like, I'll go and put on my generator. But now, maybe I can see. I can read. I can do my crossword. I don't have to watch the television. And so I don't put on the gen in the day. And if they mistakenly don't give me light in the night, and it is past 9, what am I sitting up for? So I go and lie down, and now I sleep more. They have said people like me should be sleeping at least 8 hours. Before, I will sit down and watch and some. I just go to my bed, because I bought fuel of 5,000. It didn't last me 1 week. Where will the money come from? For people like me, who don't work, God is my source. So, if we have to touch the back of our heads, if you touch your own, you know how Mr. Babatunde's head is. So that's Now, there is no putting on gen unnecessarily and no burning of fuel.
Thank you very much, man. Let me, before we go to the next person, let me tell you what we are doing. Let me tell you what we are doing. As we are saying our heart, we are talking to God. God is hearing us. It's not, we're not complaining. We're just saying the way it is. But as we are saying it this morning, God is listening to us. God is listening to us. I can help you. Who can help? Only Jesus can save. Only. So let's continue. How is he hitting you? Nobody's hand is up again. That means everything. Give it to Brother Patterson. I saw your hand up.
No, it was by mistake.
Okay. You are what? Well, by mistake.
I didn't actually raise it to. At least let me say something.
But I saw your wife's hand up, Abby.
Okay.
Was it my mistake too?
No, that wasn't a mistake.
Eh?
No, it wasn't
a mistake. Okay. So to say something, then give it to your wife.
All right. Honestly, this is not the best of times, especially in this country. The ripple effect of the subsidy remover, I'm sure there's nobody is not affecting. Although I still feel my tank because I'm used to it. I can go anywhere, anytime. But when I feel it, I know the impact of my salary. And then when I get home, I tell my wife, please, if you don't have any business, get to Dugbe to buy something. Don't drive there. Go to where it is necessary for you to go in order to reduce the consumption. And then as a business, in my farm we met and we have to re-strategize because Isaiah said, the clients are not willing to increase fees. And so where are we going to get income to increase our staff salaries? There's no money. So because you can't take a gallon out of a pint. So what we do is, the waves we were managing during the COVID, we have to embark on that. There are some clients we can service virtually. And so we now ask staff that they should be coming 3 times a week and work from home 2 times a week so that we'll be able to deliver to our clients the services we render. So far, so good. On monthly basis, we appraise the staff to see, because many a times, if you give to clients to work from home, some of them may use it for trivial things. But because the clients need the job at a deadline, it's the client's deadline that we use to measure performance. If they don't deliver, then we know that they are not actually working from home. So in that way, we are able to stabilize ourselves, key ourselves with new strategies on how to deliver our clients without additional income and also no additional cost. That is the strategy we are doing. And then even at home, I called my wife, come. All this, is this Star, what is that your program?
Star Life.
That they will put out a generator where there's no light, 6 to, and be watching till 11. I said, come. 8 o'clock, you put on the generator. And 10 of the dots, off it. So that is the instruction I give to the security without her knowing. So it is when it is 8, they put it on. And 10 o'clock, the generator must be off. Everybody will be in darkness and go to bed.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. No, yes. Actually, your madam.
He has said it.
Okay. Okay. Now, so what are the likely implications and the complications of these times? Let me tell you one. One of it is that homes be affected. Homes will be affected. If you are not careful, more homes will break at this time. Taking a cue from what Brother Patterson said, he gave the security man an instruction. Put on the generator at 8 and put it up at 10. 2 hours without informing the wife. If the woman is such that she's not understanding, do you know that a World War II can start? Do you know that? A World War II can start from that little. 3 or 4, sorry. Can start from that little statement. And does it mean any harm? No, it doesn't mean any harm. So one of the likely complications of these times is that homes might be negatively affected. What are the other implications? Yes, Emeka.
One thing I've observed is people now find it difficult to make profits like before. I want to use paint for as an example. You want to paint your house. Gone are the days that painters will collect money from you, get the paint, make little profit by buying paint for you. But I've noticed that people will rather drive to the market. They want to know how much a bucket of paint is. And so the implication is that the only chance the painter has is the direct quotation, the direct amount he's charging for painting, which a lot of clients are not even ready to pay. They will still price your workmanship down. If you are not careful, you just do it like me only choice. People want to do catering these days. In fact, some professions, I wonder if they are still selling, like event planning. People want to do their wedding, they go to the market, they get all the tomato, the onions, almost everything by themselves. Ordinarily before, they will give it out, you know, to probably their event planner or caterer. Yes. So that's another
thing.
Thank
you very much, Emeka. Yes, I agree with you. Thank you very much. What are the other implications of these times? We are all feeling it. Yes, Prof.
God will save us.
Amen.
Rate of crime will increase.
Rate of what?
Crime.
Thank you very much, sir.
Because now school fees is getting up. School fees is increasing beyond the ordinary. Parents' businesses are going down. Number of dropouts will increase. Number of dropouts from universities will increase because parents can no longer afford the fee. Take for example, Unilag is charging about 200,000 from 45,000 naira. In my own university, we are not going to charge fee, but different levies will come up. Because the government is not sincere. Government said in federal universities, tuition must be free. Tuition must be free. That is, they are giving free education. But what of levies? God will save us.
Thank you, Prof. Thank you, Prof. Please give it to my president here. Let's make it brief. What are the implications of this moment?
Yes, from also where we stand, we discover that rate of people asking for help is also on a high increase. Even outside, not only in the church. It's everywhere. In my place of work, maybe because they see you as somebody who's there entitled to one big office, they thought you have anything extra to give them. So they come for credit facilities. And there's a limit to which you can go. Otherwise, you end up in crisis. Especially for some of us who are civil servants. Now, in the state, there's an industrial crisis. So it has even worsened a lot of things. For where I stand, we are not supposed to join the crisis. We are supposed to resume work every day. And you know the cost of fueling to go to work. And sometimes in the morning when you open your telephone set, the first messages that you see screaming into your line is, please, Oga, I need an urgent 2,000. I need an urgent. In fact, there is one person who used to ask me that, Oga, if there is 1K you are not using. And I begin to wonder, which 1K will I not use? So, and you find out that, and we have come in my own family, we have come to make a kind of agreement that before, when the fuel starts rising, when fuel cost, we employ that system, Bra Patterson employed, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. But now, it is not even 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. alone. Now, nothing is working. Nothing, no generator is working now. And I take a measure in my street. At least you see 4 or 5 houses still having their generator by 11 and 12 midnight. They will still be working. But now, you find it. Yesterday, I saw somebody opening his generator by 5 o'clock. I said, Prof is now putting on his generator. But when I went out, I saw some policemen. I went back. I got the body to address one of them. They were carrying guns. I'm sure they came with one very senior policeman. I said, no wonder. Oga has visitor. And a very big man for that matter. So the implication is just all over the place. I know God will help
thank
us.
Thank you very much. See, I was in the hospital yesterday. I went to check. Come. Eliza, please give it to, she's the last person that will talk before we go to the next one. You know, I went to see someone at the hospital, and I saw that the hospital was bare. Talking about the industrial action. Doctors are on strike. Immediately I just said, I will tell everybody here, I decree divine health. Do you understand that? For everybody here, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree divine health. In Jesus' name. You will not have any reason to go to the hospital. Because in the hospitals, the doctors are not there. It's an implication. They are not there. The hospital was bare. Nobody was in the hospital. So if you have an emergency that needs a consultant, you say to do, they are not working. They're not working. The times are dangerous. Quickly. Ayotunde.
Good morning, church. I would like to believe in times like this, one of the top three implications is mental health.
Thank you very much.
I would like to say that in this time, if you've not been checking up on people, I think this is the time to check on people more. Because, like, we are all wired to have smiling faces. We don't know what is truly inside. So people are, like, I believe depression is on the rise right now. A lot of people are going through it, but they don't even have someone to talk to about it because they believe everyone is also facing the same thing. So I believe in this time, we should check on people more. I believe it will go a long way. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's clap for her. Thank you so much. In fact, it's the first on my list here. Fear, anxiety, depression. I listened to Pastor Kindiko's message last week Sunday from where I was. I was really blessed. I think he spoke about anxiety too. He spoke about depression. I think you mentioned fear too. It's a message for now. It's a message for now. People are emotionally unstable. There'll be moodiness. Because in conjura, there's a tendency for depression to set in. You can't meet up bills. My brother said it. It was Prof that said it. Everybody, every school will increase their fees. Gonshe University, in the concert. Primary school, secondary school. Everybody will increase their fees. Meanwhile, your salary has not increased. How do you meet up? I can bet that young parents today, they are already facing that level of anxiety. How do they deal with it? Emotional instability. There's trouble. There's trouble. Is there a tendency for the love of God to wax cold? Is there a tendency for it? That's another implication. Is there a tendency for people to introduce you to things that other alternatives? Eh? Especially our young ones. They will say, come, let me show you another way. Let me show you another way. Come. This one, you will not struggle too much, but you will get a lot of gains. There is a tendency for people to look at other sides, other alternatives. There's a way that seems right. It seems right, but the end of it is what? Destruction. Don't forget the CCBC. CCBC. Who can tell me what it is? Huh? I can't hear you. Consider. Thank you very much. Consider consequence before choice. Consider consequence before choice. People will introduce solutions to you. Consider the consequence of those solutions before you go into it. So what is the solution? What have I come to sell to you this morning? Very simple. You know, there's a quote by Marie Curie. She said, nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Nothing in life. Don't fear anything in life. The reason you fear is because you don't understand. Once you understand, that fear disappears. Nothing in life to be feared. It is only to be understood. So, I would not want us to criticize. Don't complain. Don't condemn the government. What should we do? Let's understand the situation. What is on ground? Let's understand it. The tendency for us is to condemn. What is today? I asked for price of pounds 2 weeks ago. On Friday, I called the malam. I said, pounds. He said the pounds is, we are 1,000 or something. No, he said 1,000. He said, oh, guy is high. It's because it is weekend. Let's wait for weekend. By Monday, let us. And I needed a few pounds. So on Monday, I called him. I said, how much is pounds now? He said, oh, guys, 1,200. I started ranting, abusing the boy. You are the one that not buy 1,000. Why did you have to wait? Why did you cannot come? I just started. Later, I said, the guy was just trying to be, you know, Oga, Ejeka do the Monday. I now started blaming him. You are not, you know, now it's 200 naira. He said, Oga, I'm sorry. I did not know. That's the truth of it. 1,200 people that have children that are schooling abroad, and they have to do fees for them. So we just need to understand the situation. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. Now, the understanding I've brought to you this morning, you know what it is? Should I tell you? My brother, should I tell you? Hold on to God. Simple. That's the foundation. Some other people will come and talk about psychology. They will come and talk about the home. They will come and talk about finances. But the core of it is that hold on to who? God. Let us, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready in times of trouble. God is ready for you now. Hold on to God the Almighty. This is not the time to leave church. If possible, this is not the time to do online whatever. If you are outside the town, fine. But this is the time to come and be with people of God. You know, I said it on Tuesday. People will say, Kosovo moto, Kosovo kinemako, you now stay at home. You leave Bible study. You stay at home. Please hold on to God. You've had all the implications, all the complications of these times. Anybody that is sick, you go to the hospital, there's no doctor. So why won't you hold on to God? There's no doctor. You have an emergency, there's no doctor to treat you. But who is the Jehovah Rapha? Who is Jehovah Rapha? This is the time to hold fast. Hold on to God. Don't let him slip away from you. Maintain your faith at these times. Don't let go of God. You know, something happened on Friday, and I realized that things you don't have control over, you don't have control over it. So why worry? A daughter of mine was doing an exam in Lagos, and the exam was at 12:30. And at about past 10, she now called that she needed her passport. Past 10. And I was wondering, exam is at 12:30, you need your passport at 10 o'clock, I'm in Ibadan here, you are in Lagos, in Yaba, how would this happen? It's an international exam. And they said, you must get, I said, don't you have a soft copy of your passport? He said, yes, I have it on my phone, but they need to see the physical passport. Do I have control over that? No. So, but the passport is with me. So what did I do? I first of all went home and I called my driver. I said, the car that The car was with the mechanic. So when we got home, I picked up the passport for my room. So when I got outside, and I called the mechanic, I said, where is the vehicle now? He said, I just finished it. I said, bring it to the office. So he brought it to the office. My driver and one of my sons left the office at about 11:25. Exam was 12:30. And they were going to Yaba. Whatever you don't have control over, don't let it worry you. I was just praying, God, God of all possibility. And I was thinking in my mind, if this happens, it means that God wants to show himself that I can make everything happen. They got to Lagos. She did the exam and she passed. What am I saying? Hold on to God at these times. Don't let God slip away. You know how to hold on to something? Eh? You don't know how to hold on to something? And please, I'm begging you to don't leave this assembly. Don't isolate yourself. Do not isolate yourself. Please come for Bible study. I'm pleading. I'm appealing to everyone. Please come for Bible study. It won't cost you anything. It won't cost you much. This is not the time to desert God. God is speaking all the time. All the time. We have prayers here. 10 minutes. Those 10 minutes prayers, don't joke with them. I shared it here some time ago. Somebody was holding my documents. And they were being difficult. And Pastor Adeko prayed one prayer that day. Here. And within a few days, they released it to me. Don't joke with Bible study. 10 minutes prayers, and you're in your living room watching African magic. This is not the time to joke. It's not the time to let God slip away. It's the time to hold fast to God. Hold on to God. Those implications, those complications, you don't have any control over them. Nothing. Or can you tell the doctors to come back? Do you have the power to tell the doctors to come back? No, even the federal government can't until they get their demands. So the instruction for this morning, please, I'm pleading. Hold on to God in times like this. Don't let God slip away. Don't leave the presence of God. The Bible says in his presence there's what? There's fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Bible study on Tuesday. Please attend. There's Bible study. And there's 10 minutes of prayers every Tuesday. In times like this, let God be first. Hold on to him. Next week, Sunday, I'm believing that a psychologist will be here to come and deal with the emotional instability, anxiety, depression, fear. It's real. Moodiness is real. It's more than ever before now. So please attend church next week, Sunday. Wishing you a very fruitful week. In the mighty name of Jesus.